Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan. We have Representative Steve Watkins on the phone. We got our monthly check-in with him. All right, so news coming out last week or so, you announced that you've officially filed for re-election, and of course that deadline just came up. So you got a few opponents on the Republican side and some on the Democratic side. So talk a little bit about filing for re-election and some of the opponents that you have and kind of what separates you from them.
Thanks, man. It's good to be back with you. I am very excited about this race, and we've got three Republicans in the race now, me and two others. We've got two Democrats in the race, and that's honestly that two opponents that were added at the last minute and the last day, and I'm very pleased with that. So if the Democrat has a primary, and so that always makes the general more difficult, and then on the Republican side, on my side, we've got basically two career politicians and then a perpetual outsider like me, who's a freshman congressman, just like President Trump, hoping to become a sophomore. And that's great news for me. And really the story of this race is COVID-19, the response to it. And really the deeper issue here is socialism is rising. And it's a war against socialism. It's the victims are our freedoms, the Constitution, and the country. And the villains are the leftists, the socialists, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff's, and also I'd call a Republican division being a villain here. We need to stick together. Our resolution is to unify and support a candidate, and I'd ask that to be me, Steve Watkins, who is a true fighter, a seasoned war fighter. I've fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. I fought for President Trump. I vote with President Trump 96% of the time. President Trump has made me, Steve Watkins, the honorary chairman of his Kansas reelection campaign. That's earned through working with him. I'm very proud of that support that I've received from the president. And we're going to fight a good fight, and I'd like folks to redeploy me back to Capitol Hill so I can continue to fight for them.
All right, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that you've kind of done recently as far as in Congress is voting against the HEROES Act. So kind of explain a little bit about the HEROES Act and what kind of made you vote against it.
Yes, the HEROES Act was really a liberal wish list of things Pelosi and her cronies want. It included $3 trillion, most expensive bill ever to pass the House. And it was kind of a never let a good crisis go to waste type concept, where they were allowing illegal immigrants to receive money, direct stimulus payments. They mandated a blanket release for certain criminals. So if you remember, you know, a judge put a hairstylist into prison. Well, this would take criminals out of prison. That doesn't make any sense. It extends this unemployment supplemental insurance, so $600 additional a week. It extends it till throughout the rest of the year. That incentivizes unemployment. It makes no sense. It's completely socialistic. It extends Obamacare through a new special enrollment period. It basically rewrites the food stamp policy, and it was just ridiculous. I couldn't get to yes on it. No Republican, true Republican, could. I think they may have gotten one Republican. So, you know, this was just way too liberal. There's good stuff in there that I wish we could have focused on, but there's too much that had nothing to do with COVID-19. So I was a no.
All right. Well, you talk about a little bit some of the good things and you know what could you. What could they or what could be changed, I guess, in the HEROES Act to maybe get it passed and provide some additional assistance to Americans that have been working but are still struggling because of the coronavirus?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And basically, the centerpiece to the federal response to the HEROES Act has been the PPP program. And it really has delivered, and it saved just tons and tons of jobs and tons of employers. And the best stimulus is getting back to work. We just need to safely reopen We need to replenish the PPP if needed, but we haven't even used all of it. The last time we replenished it was by the tune of $310 billion in phase four. And, you know, honestly, the best stimulus is getting back to work. If we need to do another bill, we will. But a lot of money's, and I've helped to try and make sure of this, a lot of money's made it into Kansas. And we're going to continue to work hard to make sure that we can get reopened. But what I feel like we're pushing against here, honestly, is liberalism, is leftism, is socialism, who I just get this feeling across the country that socialists want the economy to fail. And honestly, I think it's for political reasons, and so they have a better chance of winning in November. But I think we're better than that. We're better people than that. We want to get back to work. I've got 25 counties. Many have had only a few cases, and they are eager to get back to work, and that truly is the best stimulus.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of that in the area that I'm in southeast Kansas, with most of the counties fully reopening. So definitely good to see there. So you guys aren't currently in session in Congress. What were some things that you were working on as the session wrapped up? And then what are some things that you're going to be doing while you're not in session?
Well, what we've been doing, focusing really, is communicating with all the districts. Right before this, I just got off the call with a county emergency manager. I've talked with almost all the emergency managers, so many, in fact, probably almost all of county commissioners. I've talked with mayors, police chiefs, sheriffs, just to make sure that I'm understanding what the challenges they have, so that I can best serve them when I'm advocating for them on Capitol Hill. So we are still working. We're doing meetings over Zoom and teleconferences. There's a lot of work to do here. And but right now, what's really been hot, of course, is the tragedy of George Floyd. But in a broader sense, we've got FISA to relook at. We've got just a lot of things that all of us would like to work on: healthcare, infrastructure, prescription drug pricing. And so we got to do the people's work. It's best to do that from D.C. I'm not pleased that we're in the home district, not because I don't love my home here in Kansas, because of course I do, but you know, a Zoom call or a teleconference just doesn't replace debating and advocating in person. So I'd like to see us get back to work, so I can continue to do the people's work.
All right. Now, are you a part of some committees, different committees in Congress? What are those?
I am. That's a great question. I'm in three committees. That's a lot. I'm in education and labor. I come from a family of teachers. My mom, my dad's dad, my little sister. So education and labor, that's a committee that touches a lot of pieces of legislation. Foreign affairs, which makes sense. I lived outside of the U.S. in basically Iraq and Afghanistan for 8 years. And then I'm also in veteran affairs, which I care so passionately about. I was in the Army for 10 years, and we've been holding, you know, hearings. We did go back to D.C. and held a veteran affairs committee hearing. It was almost only Republicans who were there. So, you know, advocating for my brothers and sisters in arms, my fellow veterans, that brings me a great deal of pride and joy, and to stay connected and be able to advocate for them. So those are my committees, but a lot of work touches things that are outside of the committees. I think a theme to my service has included rural revitalization, rural infrastructure, rural broadband, trying to make sure that the small and forgotten towns are not forgotten, but they've got a voice on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like, you know, even as a freshman congressman, being a part of three different committees, all which have important meaning to you, whether it be a, you know, family member part of it or something that you've experienced yourself.
Yes, thank you. And you work on things that you're very passionately about, knowledgeable about, and that doesn't go unnoticed by leadership. You know, like I mentioned, President Trump named me, Steve Watkins, a member of his honorary reelection I get positive feedback from leadership all the time. In fact, later today, NRCC Chairman Tom Emmers, Congressman Tom Emmers, a big shot, great guy. He's supporting me by attending a online fundraiser, a Zoom fundraiser for me this afternoon. And so you can see the support that I've gotten in exchange for just really being a workhorse, not a show horse, but a workhorse. And that comes from, I think, being a political outsider. You know, I the only outsider actually in this 2020 race. I want to, just like President Trump, look at the battle space through a different perspective and really fight. And I think that's what Donald Trump has done. I think that's one of the keys of his success, is the fact that he came into politics like me with a fresh set of eyes, and good things can happen when candidates like that go in and get each other six and fight hard for the people.
Yeah, definitely. And I know those three things, especially veteran affairs, that is a very important to the people here in Southeast Kansas.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of veterans in the district. If you ever have any veteran issues, please reach out to my office. Please give us a call. Go online, watkins.house.gov, and let us know what your problems are. We work very hard. Most of a plurality, not most, but a plurality of our issues are veterans related, and I've received just incredible support from my fellow veterans. Politically and everything. We were at an event just the other day because we were at American Legion, and just to be able to connect with patriots who have truly paid the price for freedom, it's such an honor serving them on Capitol Hill, and I love to keep that up.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. You know, just passed Memorial Day in the last week, and I know that's a big part of that. And we got, of course, Independence Day, two really important American holidays this summer. So, all right, well, yeah. Appreciate you taking some time again to talk with me again this month. We'll look forward to these. Get the hot button issues coming out of Congress, and anything else that you want to hit on or talk about before I let you go.
Sure, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Last thing I'd like to bring up is please vote Steve Watkins. Give me a call, let me know what your concerns are, issues are. Would love to have your support. Our latest poll has me up by 26 points with about 2 months left to go. We're cautiously optimistic about this race. If you want a longtime politician, you've got two to choose from, but if you want a true outsider, a fighter, a veteran, then vote Steve Watkins. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, you take care. Have a great rest of the month of June, and look forward to talking to you again next month.
Sounds great, Matt. You take care.
All right. Take care. Thanks again to Representative Watkins for taking some time out of what I know is a busy schedule to talk with us. Of course, we'll talk again with him in July. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.